Hey there. Ready to unlock the secrets of San Diego PPC management?
Absolutely.
We're about to dive into your research.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a game changer, especially if you're looking to, you know, make some serious waves in that competitive market.
It is a competitive market, but yeah, we're talking actionable insights you can use right away, all tailored to your specific goals.
Music to my ears.
Forget the jargon overload. This is about getting you results.
Okay, love it. So let's unpack this. We're talking PPC in San Diego, one of the most digitally driven cities out there.
For sure.
But here's the thing. Your research uncovered a fascinating fact. Did you know that a whopping, are you ready for this? 88% of San Diego consumers find local businesses through online searches. That's huge.
It is. And it highlights why TPC is so powerful. Like, it's like putting your business right on the map at the exact moment someone is searching for what you offer.
Right.
But here's where it gets really interesting. It's not about getting seen. It's about getting seen by the right people.
Okay.
And that's where geotargeting comes in.
Okay, I'm hooked. Geotargeting. So your research even had this example of a, what was it? A dog groomer.
Right, right.
In Pacific Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they used it to like laser focus their ads. Talk about a recipe for success.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is they weren't just casting a wide net. They dug deep using data to understand their ideal customer in San Diego.
Mark.
What were they searching for? Where did they hang out online? These aren't just questions. They're clues.
I like it.
They help us understand that data isn't just numbers. It's like having a marketing crystal ball.
Ooh.
That reveals those hidden opportunities.
So how do we tap into that? How do we avoid getting lost in the data and actually make it work for us?
We get strategic. Remember those metrics you had questions about, like CTR and conversion rates?
Oh, yeah.
They're not just industry buzzwords.
Right.
In your research, there was a case study about it. It was a vegan restaurant, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, down in Ocean Beach, I believe.
Okay.
And they used those very metrics to figure out what was working, what wasn't, and adjust their campaigns accordingly. That's the power of data in action.
You're like fine-tuning an instrument. You keep adjusting until you hit that perfect note. But it all starts with knowing what to listen for.
Right?
Speaking of hitting the right notes, your research had some really interesting insights about SEO. I always thought SEO and PPC were like totally separate things. But it sounds like they can actually work together to boost those San Diego PPC results.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the connection?
You're right. They're often seen as separate. But imagine them as two sides of the same coin, right? They both tap into what people are searching for.
Makes sense.
Your research actually highlighted this case study. I think it was about a surf shop.
Yeah, right here in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. And they managed to lower their PPC costs significantly by optimizing their website for local SEO.
Wow.
Talk about a win-win.
That's incredible. How did they do that?
So they realized that people weren't just searching for, like, surfboards.
Right.
They were searching for Surf Lessons San Diego or Best Surfboards Pacific Beach.
Oh.
So by making sure that their website used those same local keywords, they improved their organic rankings. And here's the kicker. Google saw that their website was super relevant to those searches, which boosted their quality score for PPC, leading to lower costs for those valuable clicks.
It's all coming together. So it's not just about showing up, it's about showing up in the right way.
Exactly. It's about aligning your SEO and PPC strategies so they're speaking the same language.
Got it.
And that takes us to another crucial element.
Wow.
Crafting those killer campaigns.
Yeah.
Remember, in a competitive market like San Diego, every click counts.
They do. And your research really emphasized the importance of ad copy. It's like that first impression.
Yeah.
That makes people want to learn more.
It's true. You have just a few words to grab someone's attention and make them want to click.
Yeah.
And that's where understanding your target audience comes in. One of the articles in your research highlighted this amazing example. I think it was a bakery.
Yeah, a bakery in San Diego.
Yeah. And they saw a huge jump in online orders just by tweaking their ad copy.
Right.
They realized people weren't just craving bread. They were looking for specific types like artisan sourdough or gluten-free pastries.
Interesting.
By using that language in their ads, they connected with their audience on a whole new level.
So it's not just about listing your services. It's about like tapping into those cravings, those desires that make people click buy now.
Exactly. And once they click, your landing page needs to deliver. It's all about creating that seamless journey from the moment they see your ad to the moment they hit that buy now button.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? Your research had a few examples of what not to do with landing pages.
Right.
And it sounds like one of the biggest mistakes is trying to do too much.
Absolutely. A cluttered landing page is like a cluttered store. It's overwhelming, confusing, you know? Your research pointed out that people are way more likely to convert on a landing page that's laser focused on a single goal.
Makes sense.
Clear headlines, concise copy, compelling visuals. These are your secret weapons.
Love it.
And of course, make sure it loads quickly, especially on those San Diego smartphones.
So we've got our targeting down, our ad copy is captivating, and our landing page is a conversion machine.
It is.
What's next in our quest for San Diego PPC domination? This is where it gets really interesting. We've talked about the power of data, but how do we actually make sense of it all?
Right.
And use it to optimize our campaigns.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed.
It can be, yeah. Data can feel like a double-edged sword, for sure.
Totally.
But remember those tools we talked about? Like, your research actually mentioned a few game changers.
Yeah.
That can make this whole process a lot less daunting.
I like the sound of that.
One that really stood out was Google Analytics.
Okay.
It's like having X-ray vision.
Ooh.
Into your website traffic, showing you exactly where people are coming from, what they're clicking on, how long they're sticking around, all that good stuff.
Okay, I'm picturing myself as a marketing detective. Using those clues to solve the mystery of what makes my audience tick.
I love it. And here's where the real aha moment hits.
Okay, hit me.
Your research had this compelling example of a clothing boutique right here in San Diego.
Love local examples.
They were running ads targeting like sustainable fashion enthusiasts, getting clicks, but their sales just weren't budging.
Oh no, what was going wrong?
So they used Google Analytics to investigate.
Smart.
And discovered people were landing on their homepage.
Okay.
Which didn't really highlight their eco-friendly practices.
Ah, I see.
The fix.
Tell me.
They created a dedicated landing page.
All right.
Showcasing their sustainable clothing lines.
Makes sense.
And boom, their conversion rate went through the roof.
Wow. Proof that sometimes the smallest tweaks can have the biggest impact.
Absolutely.
But it all starts with paying attention to those data breadcrumbs.
100%. It's about being a data detective, constantly analyzing, adjusting, and optimizing. Don't be afraid to experiment, you know? About the different ad copy, landing page designs, even your targeting.
Yeah.
The world of PPC is constantly evolving, especially in a tech-savvy city like San Diego.
For sure.
Which leads us to another key takeaway from your research. Integration.
Right. PPC isn't a solo act.
Yep.
It's about creating a symphony of marketing strategies that work together seamlessly.
Exactly. Think about it. People in San Diego, I mean, they are bombarded with information from all angles.
Truth.
Social media, emails, search engines, it's a constant stream. Your research highlighted some really smart ways to connect those dots.
Like how? Give me an example.
One that stood out was using PPC and social media in perfect harmony.
Okay, yeah.
Imagine someone clicks on your ad, browses your website, but doesn't quite convert.
Right.
With the right tools, you can then show them targeted ads in their social media feeds, you know?
Oh, that's smart.
Keeping your brand top of mind and gently guiding them back to your website.
Subtle yet effective. It's about meeting your audience where they are, in those digital spaces where they're already spending their time.
Couldn't agree more. And for local businesses, never underestimate the power of email marketing.
Oh, yeah. Email's not dead.
Not even close. You can use PPC to capture leads and then nurture those relationships through targeted email campaigns, keeping them updated on new products, local events, special offers, you name it.
It's all about building those lasting connections, especially in a city as vibrant and community-oriented as San Diego. Now, we've covered a ton of ground today, from data deep dives to crafting those high-converting campaigns. But before we wrap things up, your research touched on something that I think is super important for anyone serious about PPC choosing the right partner.
Big one.
What advice would you give to someone in San Diego who's looking for their perfect PPC match?
Look for an agency that not only talks the talk, but walks the walk, you know? Especially when it comes to the unique San Diego market. They should understand the local landscape, the competitive playing field, and what makes San Diego consumers tick.
Local expertise is key. What else should raise a red flag?
Lack of transparency. You want a partner who's an open book, right? Sharing regular reports, explaining their strategies in plain English, welcoming your questions. Remember, the right PPC partner should feel like an extension of your team, working alongside you to achieve your San Diego business goals.
A true partnership. That's what it's all about. We've unpacked so much about San Diego PPC, and I'm feeling seriously inspired.
Me too.
As you continue to explore these strategies, here's a final thought. How can you use these insights, not just to keep up with the digital wave, but to ride it all the way to success?
That's the question.
Now remember, in the ever-evolving world of PPC, staying curious, informed, and open to experimentation is key.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into San Diego PPC. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time.